a wonderful gift for Pentecost. Here we go. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Jesus said, the first commandment is this, hear, O Israel. The Lord your God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, I confess that I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what I have done and by what I have left undone. I have not loved you with my whole heart. I have not loved my neighbors as myself. I am truly sorry, and I humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me and forgive me, that I may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, to strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in everlasting life. Amen.
All glory be to God on high, and peace on earth from heaven, and God's good will unfailingly be to all people given. We bless, we worship you, we raise for your great glory thanks and praise. O God, almighty Father. O Lamb of God, Lord Jesus Christ, whom God the Father gave us, who for the world was sacrificed upon the cross to save us. And as we sit at God's right hand, and we for judgment there must stand, have mercy, Lord, upon us. You only are the Holy One who came for our salvation, and only you are God's true Son who was before creation. Christ as Lord we own, and with the Spirit you alone share in the Father's glory. I looked up and I saw my Lord coming. I looked up and I saw my Lord coming down the road. Alleluia, he is coming. And I saw my Lord weeping. I looked up and I saw my Lord weeping for my sin. Oh! I looked up and I saw my Lord dying. I looked up and I saw my Lord dying on the
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you open the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You be seated for the Lord.
A reading from the book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all of one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues, as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when the sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans?" So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others, mocking, said, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You send forth your spirit, you renew the face of the earth.
You send forth your spirit, you renew the face of the earth.
He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers the flame of fire.
You send forth your spirit, you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke.
You send forth your spirit. You renew the face of the earth.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions.
You send forth your spirit. You renew the face of the earth.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. All turns to ill.
Spiritus, veni Sancti Spiritus, veni Sancti Spiritus. Heal our wounds, our strength renew. On our dryness pour thy dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide our steps when we go astray. Light immortal, light divine, visit now these hearts of thine, and our inmost being fill. For without thy grace, all turns to ill. Veni Sancti Spiritus, veni Sancti Spiritus, veni Sancti Spiritus.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Veni Sancte Spiritus, veni Sancte Spiritus, veni Sancte Spiritus.
Lord, you send forth your Spirit, you renew the face of the earth. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Be seated, please. the day of Pentecost, the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. It's also Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of sales are going on, and there's all kinds of good bargains out there. So I would kind of like to do my Christmas shopping early. And I'm thinking of the various gifts I'm going to get for different people here. some of you will get nicer gifts than others. It's just the way it works.
I haven't even submitted my list yet.
Yeah, well, that's just it. But you're also going to, you know, need to give me a gift. So you should think about doing your own shopping, but I'm not going to worry about that now because I like to be surprised. But for you folks, I want to get you a gift. So let's say, Jim, I'm going to get you a gift, and it's going to be, you know, probably in the $10 to $15 range. So if you want to give me the $10 now...
Or can I just give you the gift?
No, you need to give me the $10, and then I'll go get your gift. So, yeah. Yeah, but I have something really nice in mind for you, and it's going to be about $30. So if you want to can me the $30, then I'll go get your gift, and boy, you're going to have a good Christmas.
Can I just give you this head of candy?
And Jim, Jim, you got a buck and a quarter on you? Because I can take care of you down at the Bullfrog. Just kidding. How ridiculous is that, right?
Right.
How ridiculous is that? When someone gives you a gift, you don't feel like you have to pull out your wallet and pay for it, do you? You unwrap this beautiful gift and there's an invoice in it? That's not how it works.
Amen.
That's just not how it works. Or we don't make our Christmas list and decide what we're going to get for everybody and then go and try to get something from them before we go shopping. That's not supposed to be a method of gift giving. The very word gift means that it is given, there should be no strings attached. Well, today we come to the gift that God gives us in the promised Holy Spirit. Now, I want to back us up a little bit and give you just a kind of 101 on Pentecost, on what this day is. Obviously, you know, we see the scene in the Acts of the Apostles. You know, the Holy Spirit comes down on them after Jesus ascends into heaven. He says, I'm going to give you this Holy Spirit. I promise to be with you always. And he fills the disciples with the gift of the Holy Spirit on that first day of Pentecost. And the gift is given. Well, the church has celebrated that, obviously, ever since. This is the 50th day after Easter. Scripture tells us it was 50 days. This used to be called, and some people still do call this, Whitsunday. W-H-I-T, Sunday. Whitsunday. Matter of fact, in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer, the title is Pentecost, commonly called Whitsunday. Well, it's the other way around now. It's commonly called Pentecost, but some of the old guard around might still call it Whitsunday. And Whitsunday, W-H-I-T, Sunday, simply means White Sunday. It comes from a Middle English word used around the 1100s or so. And it's because on this day, they did mostly all of the baptisms. And when people showed up for baptism, they showed up in white. And so it was called White Sunday, Whit Sunday. Even though all of the vestments and everything are red, red signifies the fire or the power of the Holy Spirit. But it was called Whit Sunday, White Sunday, because when you went to church, everybody that was going to be baptized and a lot of their family, they all wore white for the baptism. Still a tradition used, you know, a lot of people today. You know, babies in particular, they come and they're dressed in white. Well, Pentecost, commonly called Whitsunday, over time has evolved into Pentecost, called Whitsunday by a few. And Pentecost simply means 50th. This is the 50th day after Easter. You know what a pentagon is, right? It has five sides. Pentecost, 50th day. It's the 50th day after Easter. And so that's what Pentecost, the root of the word, means. It's the 50th day. And that, again, is from Middle English, and that was in use even before the 1100s, before the 12th century. Well, today, Whitsunday, excuse me, Whitsunday, Pentecost, however you want to refer to it, we celebrate this promised gift of the Holy Spirit, and we heard from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we are told that the gifts are given to the church. And what we see, again, Acts chapter 2, is that first Pentecost Sunday, that first day when the Spirit comes down and falls upon the disciples, and what happens to them is they start to speak in tongues, and everybody hears them in their own language. And they probably, if we were to hear a recording of that today, it might sound like nothing. You've heard people speak in tongues here before. It doesn't sound like anything. It's not a recognizable language to us most of the time. And so that you would hear that speaking, but you would hear it in your native language, whatever that may be. If you were Spanish, you'd hear Spanish. If you were German, you'd hear German, and so on. And this is what happens when they're filled with that Holy Spirit. They're given this gift to proclaim the gospel to all nations, to all the world. Now, there's two different kinds of speaking in tongues. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on that because that's coming up in a series that we're going to do. But basically, there's that kind that is that unintelligible utterance that we have, that where you hear something and you don't it doesn't sound like any known language. And then there's the kind of speaking in tongues where a person all of a sudden has a word from God and they start speaking to someone, and there's stories, and people have written about this happening, where all of a sudden someone at a prayer meeting will be speaking Chinese to someone, and everybody else thinks it's gibberish or whatever. They don't know what it means, but there's somebody out there, and they come up to that person and say, "Where did you learn to speak Chinese? Because that word was right for me. That was a message from God for me. And where did you learn to speak Chinese?" And the person says, "I don't speak Chinese." That's a different kind of gift of the Spirit, a gift of tongues. So there are the two different kinds. And again, we're going to talk about that as we do a series on the gifts of the Spirit through the month of June. But what I want to do is a little bit of introduction about that today, because we started talking about gifts, right? And already you're formulating in your mind what you're going to get me for Christmas. I appreciate that. The word for gifts in the Greek New Testament is charisma. Now, I was thinking about this as I prepared this. I should put this on the wall. I'm going to put it on the wall when we do the teaching series, and then when the PowerPoint things are available in a packet, you'll be able to see that there as well. So bear with me today. But the word for gift in the Greek is charisma. And in 1 Corinthians 12, we have a list of the charisma, the list of the gifts. And that list starts off with, God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And we're going to talk about the different gifts of the Holy Spirit in Scripture. But the word is charisma in Greek. Now, some wheels should be turning out there for you, given where you're sitting, given the sign outside. Okay, are you with me with charisma as gifts? That Greek word comes from, charisma, gifts, comes from the Greek word charis, C-H-R-I-S, which means grace. So it starts with charis, C-H-R-I-S, that means grace. And then they have a form of that, charisma, which means gifts. And then we can come to the word charismatic, which pertains to the gifts of grace. Charismatic is the exercise, the use of the gifts of grace. Charis, gifts, charisma, or charis, grace, charisma, gifts, charismatic, the use of the gifts of the Spirit. The use of the gifts of grace. And we are sitting in the charismatic Episcopal Church. If we wanted to do the whole thing in Greek, we could say the charismatic Episcopal Ecclesia. The word charismatic, as we just explained, the word episcopal is episkopos in Greek, which means bishop. We are a church governed by bishop. It signifies that we have a hierarchy. We have a bishop who is an overseer, according to what we see in 1 Timothy and what we see in Titus and how the early church was laid out. We have an episkopos. We have a bishop. That's why we are an Episcopal church. That's what the word means, governed by bishops. So we are a church governed by bishops that exercises the gifts of grace given by God. Charismatic Episcopal Church. You need to know that as we go into this series that's coming up when we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are charisma. They are grace gifts. They are gifts given freely. That's what grace is. God doesn't say, I'm going to give you a gift now, and it's going to be a really good one, so it's even going to be better than Ebba's gift. I'm going to need $50 from you for your gift. No. The gift is given freely of grace. God gives His grace because He's God. He gives His grace through sovereignty. Romans 9:15, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. It's His choice. He's the absolute authority, and He gives His grace as He sees fit. And that grace comes through the man Jesus Christ. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Grace is given to those who are humble, who resist the proud. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's right out of James and 1 Peter, James 4:6, 1 Peter 5:5. Pride does not earn us grace with God. It's humility that earns us grace with God. It's humility that gives us a gift. And grace comes through faith. Ephesians 2:8. By grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. There's nothing you can do to warrant that gift. We do that wrong sometimes in our humanity. We give people a gift because they do something wonderful. And there's nothing wrong with that, please. You know, we can be appreciative. That's okay. But God doesn't look at us and weigh what we've done and what we haven't done before He decides that we're going to be on His gift list. God gives His grace freely for those who are faithful. And it's nothing we can do. We just need to have faith and approach Him in humility, knowing we don't deserve any of it. But it's by His wonderful sovereignty that He simply offers it to us. And how is grace administered? That's what today is about. Grace, the grace of God, is administered through the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through us. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send you this Holy Spirit. And by that Holy Spirit, we are to go out into the world. Now imagine this beautiful present that you get for Christmas. Now, oh, and it's wonderful, and it's this big box, and it's got a bow on it, and you know, and they did the little thing with the scissors where you go like that, and then the ribbon curls, you know, the thing I can't do. I go like that, and what happens is you got a bloody ribbon falling off the box. But beautiful box, wonderful Christmas paper on it, all tied up in a ribbon, and you're given this gift, and it's so wonderful. I'm just going to set it here, and I'm going to look at that box. That is a beautiful gift. That's the most beautiful gift I've ever seen. Did you see my gift? Look at it. It's fantastic. Well, Father Chris, you know, okay, Jennifer, she can do that, right? You can do that with the ribbons. You probably can react. She knows how to do that. She gives me this beautiful box and everything. Oh, Jennifer, that is the most beautiful gift I've ever seen. And I set it there and I look at it. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And then we all come back a week from today and there sits the box. And I look at it again and I tell everybody, did you see this beautiful box? This beautiful gift that Jennifer gave me? She's going, okay, he hasn't opened it. And you come back 2 weeks later and you're all sitting here and she walks in and here sits this box. And I look at it and it is beautiful. It is a wonderful gift. And she walks in and there it sits. And how does she feel? What's wrong with him? What's wrong with this guy? I gave you this gift. Why don't you open this gift? I spent all this time. Yes, the box is beautiful. The wrapping's great and everything. But you've actually got to, you know, there's something inside. I want you to have what's inside. I want you to have the gift. We need to take the gift and open it. We celebrate this beautiful Pentecost Sunday, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and God desperately wants to give us these gifts. And we go, oh God, these gifts are beautiful. And I'll just leave it over there. I'm going to look at it once in a while. I'm going to look at it. And I know what this is all about. Believe me, I came from the Anglican church world. I mean, just to have all of you still awake right now is a minor miracle in, you know, some of those churches. But too many people out there know about the Holy Spirit, know that these gifts have been given, and there they sit. And God says, I want you to have them. It's there. It's got your name on it. Open it. It's for you. But we look at it and we go, oh, this day is so beautiful. Oh, the vestments, the liturgy, the music. Oh, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oh, they're beautiful. And then we let them sit there unopened. So what we're going to do over the next several weeks is we are going to examine all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to study what Scripture says about those. And we are going to find the gift with our name on it. And we're going to open it. And you know what? God's not going to charge you for that. It's free. It's by His charis, by His grace, that He is giving you a charisma, a gift. And we need to be charismatic and use it. Father God, we thank You for bringing us here today to celebrate this day of Pentecost, the 50th day after Easter, this day when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit and all that means in our lives as Christians. Father, help us as we contemplate these things. Open our hearts and our minds so that any gift You have for us, Lord, we can freely receive without fear, without doubt, without reservation. Lord, let us be blessed, filled with Your Spirit this day. And all this we ask in the One who administers Your grace, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let us stand and together proclaim the words of the Christian faith in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit, He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, He is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen.
Empowering God, You gave the Church the abiding presence of Your Holy Spirit. Look upon our Church today and hear our petitions. Grant that, gathered and directed by Your Spirit, we may confess Christ as Lord and combine our diverse gifts with a singular passion to continue His mission in this world, until we join in Your eternal praise. Amen. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, ending with the Lord.
We pray for all those whose names appear on the prayer list of this parish, especially those in need of God's healing, His presence, or who are in any need or trouble. Remember especially today, Peter, Lucy, Albion, Bethany, Miriam, Bridget, Lindsay, Mary, Jennifer, Matt, Dick, Dawn, B. We pray for an end to abortion, that all would come to know the sanctity of human life from conception to natural death. Remember those in Angel's Grace Hospice, those in Serenity Hospice, those who are near death, especially Herb. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we just thank all the military people, men and women, and the young men and women who are serving in the armed forces, protecting our country. Father, help us not to be remiss to forget about their service and the way they are serving our country, Father. Help us to remember that this weekend, that it's not just another barbecue, but that you have given the grace and the ability for these young men and women to defend our country. And I just thank You, Father, for that, and I praise You. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer. Pray for those who cannot be with us here today, especially those that are traveling, for Bob, Marilyn, Dick, and Ellen. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord, we just lift the Albion to You and ask You to heal his back. Yes, Jesus. Lord, for us, we need all the resources necessary to maintain that beautiful. Lord, in Your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, I lift up my niece Sarah and her husband Charlie as they celebrate their first wedding anniversary today, and just ask that you give them many, many more years of a happy marriage focused on you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer.
Father, we ask that you defend the Middle East, particularly Israel and Shalush Shalom Yerushalayim. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that more people in the Middle East will come to Jesus, come to Yeshua. There's a great need there. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son and his coming in glorious majesty, Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Hunting.
Okay.
Skip that. Just put the dialogue up there. Forgot about this.
More than
soul in self-control, thy liberty in love. Oh, beautiful for patriot's dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. All things come up, you Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In fulfillment of his true promise, the Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples to teach them and to lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Father, you are holy indeed, and all creation rightly gives you praise. All life, all holiness comes from you through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, by the working of the Holy Spirit. From age to age you gather a people to yourself, so that from east to west a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, Father, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of the Holy Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate this Eucharist. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Father, calling to mind the death your Son endured for our salvation, his glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, and ready to greet him when he comes again, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look with favor on your church's offering and see the victim whose death has reconciled us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by his body and blood may be filled with the Holy Spirit and become one body in Christ. May he make us an everlasting gift to you and enable us to share in the inheritance of your saints with Mary, the Mother of God, Joseph, her husband, the apostles, the martyrs, Saints Francis, Claire, and all your saints, on whose constant intercession we rely for help. Strengthen in faith your church on earth along with your servant Craig, our patriarch, our own bishop, Michael, and all the bishops, with the clergy and the entire people your Son has gained for you. Father, hear the prayers of the family you have gathered here before you today. In mercy and love, unite all your children wherever they may be. We hope to enjoy forever the vision of your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come. By him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are we who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. The bread of heaven. Amen. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. Amen. The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Amen. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Amen.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. 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 Blessed be Almighty the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you, this day, and remain with you always. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence. May God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith, and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Praise, no, no, no.
blessed Domini, tua da gloria. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, O Lord, but to thy name give glory, to thy name give praise. No, nobis Domine, Domine.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be thou our protection against the malice and snares of the devil. Rebuke him, O God, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who roam through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.